The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Dayton came in and she is back from her worldly travels. Rose Gray, how are you this morning?
Très bien, merci. Bonjour, everybody. Bonjour.
So you're here, which means you must have tested negative
It's true. So first of all, hi, everybody.
Hi.
And second of all, we had a lot of people that told me on the trip they were going to call in.
Okay.
The following Saturday. So that number, Dayton, is
855-616-1620.
Come on, you brave people. We want to hear about your trip.
Yeah.
So, because otherwise I'll just talk about it and then it'll just be one perspective. So
remind everybody where you went again.
Okay. So we 40 strong left the United States of America on the 4th of September. A couple people went a little early.
Okay.
And so they did some sightseeing in Paris on their own, and we arranged some of that for them as well. But then, yep, we flew nonstop on Air France to Charles de Gaulle Airport. We boarded our fantastic Uniworld River cruise ship, the SS Joie de Vivre, and it was a spectacular week. The weather cooperated like I can't even tell you. The locals couldn't stop telling us that we must be the good luck charm because they had had rotten weather, not only the previous week, but the entire summer.
Wow.
They've just had bad weather. And so we had, honestly, we got rained on for 15 minutes at the Palace of Versailles one day. That was it for rain. So that was fantastic. And so I cannot say enough to all my travel warriors that went with me. I told them as we were returning, we are now the ambassadors for international travel. We are going to come back and we're going to tell the world that if they're welcoming U.S. citizens, go. By all means, go.
Yeah. So, and everybody got back on the flight they were supposed to come back on.
Yep.
Everything went well. That's awesome. And this was the one Jeff Wagner was on, too.
This is
right?
The one that Jeff Wagner was on. And so I'm sure that some of you have heard some of this already because good old Jeff, we returned on Sunday and he was already on the air the next day. No jet lag Jeff, we call him. And he told you some of the highlights. And I would agree with him that by far and away, the highlight of this particular itinerary. This is the only round trip river cruise there is. It goes round trip Paris on the Seine River. And so it's the beaches of Normandy. You go to Normandy. It's a very, very full day. Utah Beach, Sainte-Marie-Église, where John Steele's hanging from the church steeple, the longest day story, and a beautiful, beautiful museum there. The Omaha Beach and Pontiac. So it's a great, fabulous day. It's a long day, but I would say it's the highlight of the trip.
So if you went on this trip, we'd love to hear from you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Or if you want to ask about international travel, we now have somebody in the studio that did it firsthand a week ago.
Yeah.
So we can fill you in on all of that. It is the Fox World Travel Show. You can see all of their information at foxworldtravel.com. And what's the phone number during the week to call?
866-GO-FOX-GO, 9 to 5.
9 to 5. We will get to Debbie in Waukesha coming up next on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You are also listening to the Lemonheads there. They're going to be on at 4 o'clock on the Generac Power Stage at Summerfest today, so get out there, enjoy it. It's going to be 72 near the lake, 77 inland. Perfect fall day, even though we're still technically in summer. So the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. And Rose Gray is back from the big trip. And Debbie in Waukesha has a question that she'd like to ask. Good morning, Debbie. What's your question?
Good morning. My daughter right now lives over in France, and we're traveling over there in October to visit. She sent us a website of sponsored by the French government to convert our COVID cards so it's digital. is this necessary to do?
Yes. So here's the deal. The French government had a policy in place until the 27th of August, and I would say at least half of the people that were traveling with me submitted the four pieces of information that were required. You needed to scan them. It was a little bit of a hassle. And then we got immediately responded to with an email that said, this might take a really long time. I don't know that you're going to get it before you travel, but stay tuned. And none of us got it. However, on the 27th of August, they went to this new format that you are seeing now. And it is much easier to fill out. And we did have one couple on our group who was able to get that application in after the 27th of August, but before we left on the 4th of September. And they did get the QR code from the government with their health pass. It's called a health pass. And so I will be honest with you and tell you, no place we went did anybody give us a grief if all we had was the COVID vaccine card. The COVID vaccine card was very accepted. But by the time you go in October, that may not be the case anymore. So I think you're very wise in having it. I would have it on my phone, and I probably would have a printed copy just to be on the safe side. But at this point in time, we asked all of our guests to put their COVID vaccine card on their phone, which just they just took a picture of it, and put their front page of their passport on their phone. Again, just take a picture of it. And we used it to get into a museum. We used it to get into the Louvre. We used it to get into a monastery. There were places that they did ask us to show it.
Okay. And the COVID test when you came home, did you do that as a group or did you...
We did it as a group, but we didn't have to. There were a couple of people on the ship that were staying longer. They were not getting on planes and going home. And you could easily get them at any pharmacy. They give you results very quickly, and it's 25 euros.
Okay. That's exactly what I needed to know. Thank you, Rose.
You're welcome, Debbie. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Debbie. Have a good weekend. Let's jump over to Mary Ann in St. Cloud. Good morning. What's your question?
Well, not a question, just two comments. We were with Rose on the trip.
Oh, nice.
We had a fabulous time. And two comments. Number one, kudos for Fox Travel. My husband injured his foot 1 week before we were going on this wonderful vacation. And 2 days before we were leaving, he was issued a walking boot. And we were thinking, how in the heck is he going to get going through the concourses and making, you know, staying up with the rest of the group in order to do this? Well, I gave the local agent a call. Unfortunately, she was out of the office, talked with another person called Tina, and she said, let me reach out to the groups. And within 20 minutes, she came back to me, and arrangements were made that a wheelchair was available both ways, not only going to France, but coming back from France back to O'Hare. So kudos to Fox Travel for helping us out on that. The second thing was Uniworld had, again, my husband had a challenge with doing any amount of walking, and they actually had walking tours available for those who did not want to do a fast walk but a slower paced one. So that really helped because those cobblestones are a challenge to walk on. And third, Uniroyal, the cruise director, Sharon, she was wonderful. We did a retro sidecar thing on our own that was available. And there was a problem in regards to booking this. It was supposed to be done like on a Tuesday. On Thursday, we found out that we weren't booked. She called in the evening. She emailed in the morning. And by Friday afternoon, arrangements were made. And we did a wonderful, it was just a fun thing. And thank you.
I love it. Merci, Marianne. Thank you for calling in and sharing all those great comments. I think you would agree that we all had some misgivings prior to the trip, but they were kind of not even a worry once we got on the ship, and the negative test was a little bonus and made all of us feel pretty happy.
I think the most inconvenient thing of the whole trip was remembering to wear the mask.
Yep.
I would agree.
If that's the worst thing, then we're doing all right.
Yeah. And actually, like Marianne said, it was an inconvenience or an annoyance. We had to wear them in the hallways in the ship's lobby, but when we were in the lounge or when we were in the dining room, we didn't need to wear them. So it
to
was
me,
great.
That's so goofy, but whatever. That's just me.
I know.
All right, Marianne, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being brave and calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. If you can hang on for 2 minutes, Gene in Cedarburg, we will talk to you coming up next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. Of course, Summerfest, the last day of it for the year going on today, and that is Holy Pinto. Originally from the UK, moved to Milwaukee because they love Wisconsin so much, and that song is called Milwaukee. You can catch them on the Johnson Controls stage today. I can't wait to get out there this afternoon and get ready for
Guns N'
Roses.
It's your last chance.
Last chance until 2022. It is coming back in the same format, just moving it back to June and July next year, so that should be fun. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Gene from Cedarburg, thank you for hanging on through the break. What's your question for Rose?
Hi, Rose. My question is, we have a trip that we planned, or we're planning, have been planning for a while to go to Ireland this November, but we have held off just because of the new variant, and would really like to go. Just wondering what kind of restrictions we might run into, if it's still worth taking the trip. I always think it is, but just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so I think you're going to experience the same kind of thing that we did when we were in France, and that is the crowds are so incredibly low. First of all, I'm sure you're aware that November in Ireland would be low season anyway, so your crowds would be lower at that time of the year. But what I would follow and have been following for Ireland is if you go to www.gov.ie, that's the Irish International Travel Information page, and there's information on general travel advice. There's information on COVID certificates. Now, the one thing to keep in mind is anything that I say on this program on any given day with regard to COVID protocol for any country has a great big asterisk with it, because we learned that the hard way. Well, not the hard way, but so while I was traveling, the Netherlands came out with some ridiculous requirement that everybody that was traveling all of a sudden needed to quarantine. And they just threw that out there with very, very limited time frame. They quickly pivoted and made some kind of consideration for people that were going to river cruise ships, because lots of people fly into Amsterdam and go straight to a river cruise ship. So then they quickly made some revised protocol for those people. And then yesterday or the day before, that whole thing went out of the window. So they've changed their mind again. So for somebody that's traveling in November, what's happening now may not be happening then. So you have to kind of keep watching it. But if you go to gov.ie, that's where you will find the digital COVID certificate, general travel advice, their rules on quarantining, and all of that kind of thing. Now, I think you will find that masks are going to be mandatory in almost every possible public place. And so Marianne mentioned, to some people that might be a very big problem, but for others, it's just an annoyance. It's slightly annoying that you have to have this mask on all the time. So that's something to kind of be looking at as well. But I would just keep monitoring the situation, because it looks to me like they have new pandemic rules and protocol that went into effect on the 19th of July. So that's pretty old. That's been almost 2 months now. Right. Well, 2 months exactly. And so things may change a little bit if something changes with regard to the COVID variant. But keep watching that. And I'm an advocate for go, go, go. Now's the time to go. The crowds are low.
Yeah, true. I have one other quick question. So most of the time we'd be in Dublin, but we are thinking of going over to Galway, but not sure about renting the car. Is there what is the best way to do that if you're not looking to rent a car and you just want to take a day trip?
It's tricky. What I would probably do is try to find somebody that you can get a private car. Those are pretty easy to come by, actually, a private car and driver. But if you're looking to do it a little less expensively, you can also get many different tours that do day trips to Galway. And then you would be probably a shared ride. It would probably be like a small Zimmer, maybe a 15 passenger type motor coach type situation. And then you often will have a guide with you, which is not the most horrible thing, because they're going to give you advice about where to go, what to see. And it might be very structured, and it might just be somebody accompanying you, dropping you off and saying, we're picking you up back here in X amount of hours. But private drivers and shared rides and tours are pretty easy to come by out of Dublin on day trips to Galway.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jean.
Thank you very much. We will take more calls coming up. If you want to get in touch with Fox World Travel, it's just foxworldtravel.com. They kept it very easy for you. If you want to call in with questions, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Right now, we jump over to Alex Crow in the Breaking News Center. Good morning, Alex.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane. Rose, Isaac keeps playing Guns N' Roses, getting me all fired up for the show tonight. Can't wait to get down to Summerfest and see them on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater stage. Lots of great acts down there. If you get in before 7 o'clock today, it's free.
It's free.
The first 30,000 people through the gates get free tickets for next year as well.
Crazy.
So, yeah, pretty cool. Can't wait to be down at the lakefront celebrating. Going to be about 72 for a high down there today, so perfect weather as well. So, there is a big event coming up for you guys on Wednesday.
Yep, it's our last featured Fox Group travel series of September, and it's Switzerland. So we did Croatia, then we did Iceland, and now we're doing Switzerland. So sign up today, foxworldtravel.com, go to the resources tab, find vacation travel shows and events. You can watch the recordings of the first two and sign up for Switzerland. This is Wednesday, 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it.
All right, and the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. She's been so patient. Thank you, Rita, for hanging on out there in Port Washington.
Me.
How are you?
Great. Hi, how are you all?
Tikanis. That's my only Greece. That means hi in Greece. How are you, Rita?
We
should tell everybody that while Rose was away in France, another Fox World Travel Group with Kate and the wonderful Gigi from Insight Vacations was in Greece. So tell us a little about that.
It was a wonderful trip. Everything went very smoothly. It was amazing. Fox and Insight did such a wonderful job. We are just so blessed to have been able to go on this trip. We were all so ready to enjoy being out of the country and just enjoying seeing the sights. And it was so informative and so wonderful. And the food was excellent, and the people were fine, and it was just, I don't know how else to express how happy we were, and coming back was no problem either. I mean, and as you've mentioned before, masks were mandatory in a lot of areas, and that was no big deal to us. We were all fine, and we were all so healthy coming back, so it was worth it.
I think part of the reason you were so healthy is, if I talked to Kate, but I saw Gigi's pictures. You guys just had sun every day.
We did. We had the best weather. It was always warm, always sunny. The ocean, the views were so spectacular. I can't describe how. It's like you just sit there and you just wonder, why am I here? You know, was it really worth it? You know, it's just so wonderful.
Now
it
let
was
me.
So good.
Can I ask you two questions? First of all, Did you have any misgivings leading up to this? Were you concerned about whether it was going to go and what it would be like?
My husband and I did not have any misgivings, but I know a lot of our people that were going on the trip were a little anxious. I was more anxious of the fact that what if any of us came down with COVID or something like that? That was what I was more afraid of, but I was so looking forward to it. And I'd also talked with Gigi before, and she had mentioned that, you know, most of the people in Greece, there's a great percentage, were already vaccinated, and they were very, very strict on their regulations and rules, that I was totally put at ease regarding that.
My other question, and this is a hard one, because when people do it to me, ask me this question, I never have a good answer, but is there one thing or one place on that trip that stood out to you?
That is a hard question. You are correct. We really enjoyed Santorini and Mykonos only because the water was so beautiful, and we're not beach people. So that was our relaxing part of it, which was nice, but we like to see everything. We like, you know, if we're going to be somewhere, we like to enjoy the scenery and the education and the history. And so we did enjoy, I loved mostly like the ruins and the monasteries. I did enjoy that, but in the end, it was nice to just relax and enjoy shopping.
Perfect. And eat some fantastic food and drink some fantastic wine and have a great trip. Rita, I appreciate you calling in so much. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. And thanks for being a Fox fan. We love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. I did some extensive traveling yesterday. I went to Monona, Wisconsin, and Madison.
Yeah.
And guess what? I had to wear a mask into everything there. It's not any different when you're talking to these masks. Guess what? It is what it is.
Right.
Bring your mask with you.
And I won't lie. I mean, some of these people that got picked up in Appleton on the 4th of September, we asked them to wear masks on our motor coach to O'Hare as well. So they had a mask on from the time we picked them up in Appleton until they got to O'Hare. We actually got right to the door of the Air France ticket counter. You had a minute to take your mask off and grab your bag and then put your mask back on. The entire time you're in the airport, you have your mask on. And while we're flying, you have your mask on. So, you know, if that's an issue for you, I understand it. I mean, I know there are people with respiratory problems. I know there are people that have problems with this. And I appreciate that. But for those of us who find it just a bit of an annoyance or something to remember, it was nothing I couldn't deal with.
Tell me about the parking lots, because that was an interesting story you were telling me.
So the crowds are down. So the crowds are very down. And when we got to the Louvre, and people asked about the protests. People wanted to talk about the riots. They're not riots. They're demonstrations or protests. And what's funny about the Europeans, French particularly, they just pick a day that they're going to do this protest, and then that's the end of it. And they do Saturdays. They do it on Saturdays.
Okay.
So we were at the Louvre on Saturday, and there were some demonstrators that were basically blocking the way to the entrance of the Louvre that I wanted to use for our group.
Right.
And so it wasn't because they were being evil or there were so many of them walking past, it would have taken forever for us to get in. So the driver decided to go down to these catacombs where you can park motor coaches. And typically there's about 50 motor coaches down in this parking structure.
Right.
There were two.
Yeah.
Two. So we're in the Louvre. And if for those of you who know, if you want to go see the Mona Lisa, there's always a line. There's a long, long line. Some people forego the Mona Lisa because of the line. And we were in line maybe 7 to 10 minutes. Just to get a picture with the Mona Lisa. Venus de Milo, not a problem at all. And we had the best guide, Oran, just the most fabulous person. Friends of Gigi, it turns out. Can you imagine? Small world. Gigi's in Greece and Oran, her friend, is with us. And she's just whipping us through the Louvre in a wonderful way. Would I love to spend an entire day there? Sure. But we had 3 hours and we got done what we needed to.
Then what you would have seen if there would have been normal crowds there.
Yeah. And like some of the people that had never been there said, wait, this is empty? Because there were people
still
there.
People, but,
and I was like, yeah, absolutely. So we go to the Palace of Versailles. Same thing. There's this huge gravel parking lot before you enter the Palace of Versailles. On any given summer, fall day, there could be upwards of 100 coaches. There were 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So again, knowledgeable guide, low crowds. And what Rita was mentioning too is what we're loving to do now at Fox is immerse ourselves in one country. That Greece trip was in Greece. They arrived the 3rd of September and they left the 15th. They were in Greece 12 days.
Nice.
That's pretty remarkable. We were just in France. So that's the beautiful thing about it. We didn't have to worry about protocol for 4 or 5 different countries. What were the protocols for Greece? What were the protocols for France? And get in-depth exposure. And as Rita said, work hard. Learn the history, see the sites, but also do some relaxing.
855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Get your calls in for Rose Gray. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Neon Trees, the Lemonheads, Guns N' Roses, Black Pumas, Cam, Sheila E., the Flaming Lips, and that guy right there, Scotty McCreary, all going to be at Summerfest today for the final day. Make sure you get there before 7 o'clock. You can get in absolutely free and maybe score some tickets for next year as well. My name's Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. A text here says, hi, Rose. We were also on the Greece trip. Sorry, I don't have time to call, but Kate and Gigi were great. A highlight for us, we got to run the ancient Olympic Stadium and hold the actual Olympic torches at a special dinner arranged by Fox and Insight. Thanks so much, Stacy, Dennis, and John.
Oh, that is so wonderful. I am so proud of all of you people that put aside any misgivings or trepidations or anxiety that you had to go on these trips. Kudos to you. You are my heroes.
Yes, we do have a call as well. Let's go over to Randy in Racine and see what's going on. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. We're thinking of going to Niagara Falls in the second week of October. And, of course, we have some questions about COVID and also kind of wondering what is the best way to do tours or anything in that area.
Well, I guess, so you're going to stay on the U.S. side, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess at this point in time, it would be tricky to figure out how you would be able to make the Canada thing work. But there's always arguments from everybody about which side of the falls is better anyway, the New York side or the Canada side. But it looks to me like if you check out Niagara Falls State Park, there is a lot of information there about I know that some of the passes people had purchased in the last year, but it's still open. It's open and you have... It looks to me like the maiden, what's that called? Maiden of the Mist?
Maiden of the Mist.
Yeah. Is working. I mean, is operating. And then that's going. I see masked people on it. So you, even with your raincoat, you must have to wear a mask to go on it. Looks like the observation tower is open. It looks to me the trolleys are running around the state park area. The visitor center is open. So I can speak to the U.S. side, and it looks like that side's open.
You were saying that there might be some problems with Canada.
Yeah.
Do you know what those are?
Well, I mean, you getting into the Canadian, getting into Canada, you're going to have a negative COVID test to cross the border.
So if I started out by crossing into Canada within a day from here.
Yep.
And then went from the top, I might be able to do that.
That might be possible, yep, because I know you're going to have a negative COVID test to get across the border. So that, if that's the way you want to do it here, and like you said, drive across then. So I would just be wary of what was going on or be conscious of what's going on with regard to Canada restrictions right now.
I see.
All right.
Okay, I was hoping for a little bit more hope. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Randy. Good luck with that trip. We do have a couple of texts left to get to coming up next on the Fox World Travel Show. It's the final segment with Rose Gray. My name's Dayton Kane, and this is WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
They've been doing it since the early 80s, still touring. The Flaming Lips going to be at the Generac Power Stage tonight at 9:45 at Summerfest. And this is the final segment of the Fox World Travel Show. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Rose Gray, your question is, what do you offer in a ski trip to Europe or Western USA for a middle-aged single person?
Well, we wouldn't have a group departure that would do something like that, but certainly anybody. We have a number of people on our staff of travel advisors that could help arrange a trip. So it's just a matter of deciding, do you want to go to Europe or do you want to go to the western part of the U.S.? Right now, the western part of the U.S. is probably going to be your easiest and less expensive opportunity. I probably would do something, if I was going as a single person, like maybe stay in Breckenridge, because that gives you some opportunities to ski at a number of different resorts. You could ski at Keystone, you could ski at A-Basin, you could ski at Breckenridge, and then you've got the cool, quaint little town of Breckenridge for restaurants and evening activities and that kind of thing. Zermatt, Switzerland, St. Moritz, Switzerland, the French Alps, the Italian Alps. There is some phenomenal Innsbruck. There's some phenomenal skiing in Austria, Switzerland, Italy, France that we can accommodate as well. The thing there, of course, is then you're on your own in a foreign country, whereas if you're staying in the United States, I think maybe you have a little more opportunity to meet other people.
Right.
Same like-minded people, that kind of a thing. And like, you know, it's no lie. It's a little tricky right now to do Europe. It's a little more tricky than it is to do something domestic, but maybe do domestic in the winter of 2022 and then do Europe in the winter of 23.
There you
How about
go.
That?
Plan ahead. FoxWorldTravel.com is where you can hook up with a travel consultant there. Ask Rose for the best phone app to use to store your passport and TSA or global entry documents.
Okay, so there's a couple different ways that you can do that. There's an app called TripIt. There's another app that is like when you go to Hawaii, you have to put it in their app. It's called Hawaii Safe Travels. So you have to do that. Right now, we're looking at international health passes, which are Common Pass, Verifly, a couple others. But truth be told, and Dayton and I kind of talked about this off the air before we wanted to answer this question, I take a photo of it. I take a photo of my COVID vaccine card and I take a photo of the front page of my passport. And then when I get home, I delete it, right?
Right.
My phone's locked so that if I would lose my phone, somebody would have no access to my phone because they don't know my password. So it's locked. That's all we needed for everything that we did. And I think you would be able to do that. We also did do that for our negative COVID test that we got on the ship. Now, the ship was wonderful because we did have some people that when you get to be 55 and older, you start not trusting your device and you want to have a paper copy of that. And the ship was wonderful. We emailed our results to the front desk and they printed out paper copies for all of the guests on the Fox World Travel trip so that they would have those and feel comfortable with that.
If I had a choice, if I don't have to upload my passport to an app, I'm keeping it on my phone.
Yep.
Just because there's so many apps out there trying to collect information, make sure, like you said, when you go to Hawaii, you have to upload it to that app. If there's a specific app you have to use to get into a place, obviously you need to do that. But a lot of places just taking photos. Just like Summerfest, you go in there, you flash your photo of your card, you're in. So that's good. We have 30 seconds left. Tell people what they need to know.
So what they need to know is go forth and travel. You have my blessing. And second of all, Switzerland, Wednesday, the 22nd at 6 p.m., 30 minutes of intense information about Switzerland and the group we're featuring next year for Switzerland. And again, anybody has any questions throughout the week, you can check out our website, foxworldtravel.com. We're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Almost all of our offices are open. The Brookfield office is open. I know that makes a lot of people happy right now. So a couple more offices to go, and then we will be fully operational. But that should not stop you from booking with Fox World Travel, because we are virtual all day, every day.
We will check in with Alex Crow in the Breaking News Center coming up next, and then it is Money Talk with the Annex Wealth Management Team and Danny Clayton on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.